Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we'll have a throne we back at. Happens to me twice a year. I'm always dependent on you twice a year. Happened Friday morning, so hopefully I won't need a chair. But appreciate the opportunity to be in with you again. Let's see, we skipped 2 weeks? No, skip 1 week because I was a missionary in the tent. Well, all right. We've got the rest of this month, which is 4 Sundays. And the topic for all of that is going to be how America became pagan. It's very important to understand the worldview of paganism. If anyone ever called you a country hick and nothing or something for that many times, they were actually calling you a pagan. The word pagan in Latin means country dweller or country hick. So I qualify. But I may not be the only one in here. And typically in the public mind, they understand a pagan could be someone without religion. Well, a pagan is anything but without religion. And I'll explain that as we go. It's important to understand what this particular is. This involves a worldview. Paganism involves a number of different worldviews, but one main worldview as we get into it. But keep in mind that what it does as it's manifested, not only in the New Age movement that took place from 50 to 60 years ago, but it's manifesting itself in the social extremes that we have today, cultural extremes, and CRT, cultural Marxism. Homosexuality is very much a manifestation of this particular worldview. But it's also very important that you understand what paganism does, as well as CRT and all of the paganistic manifestations of this worldview. What it does, it destroys the creator-creature distinction. Okay? And so let's take a look at that as far as picture form is concerned. Now, this is a pivotal text that we'll be looking at. Romans 1, 22-25. Will they exchange the truth of God's existence for a lie, saying it doesn't exist, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. In other words, he doesn't exist. You might say that people become atheistic when they deny the existence of the personal Creator God. Well, there is absolutely no atheist in the world. Why? Because atheists themselves have been created in the image of God. Therefore, they have spiritual appetite. And they have a soul. They can deny all they want, but there's really no true atheist. So, and when you remove the personal creator, transcendent God out of the equation, all you have left is creation. So people are going to worship something, and they worship creation in many, many different forms. Now, let's look at the politically correct sheriff here for a minute. America has become increasingly pagan over the last few decades. Here's some of the issues that have influenced our culture toward this. Of course, political correctness, reality is whatever you want it to be. Moral relativism, right, you got your truth, I got my truth. Just don't allow your truth to interfere with my truth. Okay? There are no moral absolutes, and I'm absolutely sure. Anyway, religious pluralism and a dissatisfaction with the Judeo-Christian worldwide view, and the chair says, sorry, fellow, this country isn't big enough for both of us. Have a nice day. And so he shoots down our First Amendment and free speech and freedom of the press rights. And that's been going on for quite some time, and the cup is getting full. Now, those type of things have helped fan the flames toward this huge religious shift. A huge movement of humanity away from the patriarchal God of the Bible towards goddess worship and worship of creation or Mother Earth. You've seen commercials, TV commercials for decades. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. There's no such thing as Mother Nature. Okay? Love your mother, Mother Earth. The Earth Bible, some eco-theologians out of Australia a couple of decades ago got together and produced what they believe to be a sustainable standard for the Earth. Green to the extreme is what I call it. But their hermeneutic or interpretive principle to understand the Bible is not theocentric, God-centered, it is not Christocentric, Christ-centered, it is Earth-centric. Okay. In other words, love your mother, Mother Earth. And then the neutered Bible, when God is much, because God is neuter, neither male nor female, He's spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him, truth and spirit. And therefore, He's as much a mother as He is a father, so mother God. And this is the basis, paganistic basis, of all of the Babylonian goddess worship and stuff. In the modern day, Wicca movement is simply a revival of those fertility cults that have been around for thousands and thousands of years. And then, of course, that helps us to understand gender confusion, does it? I don't know if it does or not. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But when you remove God out of the equation, all you have left is creation. And this is where the same worldview would fit into cultural Marxism. Marxism denies the spiritual realm. There's nothing but a materialistic realm. So, there we go again. Now, the worldview, there's a particular worldview, it's a very simple worldview, that all of these things right here are symptomatic of paganism, new age movement. Now, a lot of people won't be able to define the new age movement for you. They'll see a manifestation of it in the culture and say, that's new age. Well, now that's a manifestation of it. What is the new age? The new age is nothing new. It's really just an old lie that has been around for thousands of years and comes from the hiss in the garden, thou shalt be as God. And it's the all is divine by nature worldview of Eastern mystical religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Zen Buddhism especially. Buddhism per se is atheistic, but Zen and some of the Mahayana nuances are symptomatic of this. And Buddhistic Taoism with the yin-yang or Tai Chi, Chinese Tai Chi. But Hinduism, Taoism, pronounced with Z, spelled with T. Eastern meditation. When you hear the term meditation today, that's what it's talking about. It's not talking about Western meditation, using our alertful, watchful, cognitive, conscious mind to concentrate upon something very strong. But Eastern meditation has as its goal to destroy distinctions and render one, depending upon the practices and steps that they're taking for Eastern meditation, render one unable to distinguish fantasy from reality. All things become one. Okay? Progressive relaxation techniques combined with guided imagery or destination is equivalent to what? Hypnosis. Okay? So now presenting it sometimes to some scientists is like, are you a therapist? I said, no, sir, but I don't have to be in order to understand this. You know, it's easy to understand. So, the occult, that's simply the attempt to obtain power true secret wisdom. Okay? And then mysticism, tap into the divine within. That's the theological basis for all mysticism. I remember reading some stuff on Christian mysticism. I asked one of my favorite professors about Christian mysticism, Frank Barker. And I said, what do you think about that? He said, Christian mysticism is nothing more than mythicism. Mythism. It's a myth. So, and then moral relativism, yoga. There's no such thing as yoga simply being stretching. Okay? You won't find many Indian Hindu athletes in the Olympics. Why? Because yoga, there is no Hinduism without yoga, and no yoga without Hinduism. The word itself comes from Hindu Sanskrit that means to yoke, to become one, one with Brahman. Okay? Now, all of these things are symptomatic of a particular worldview. I'm going to give you a hint as to what that worldview is. Homosexuality. What does the prefix homo mean?
Same.
If all things are the same, there are no distinctions, and we're into a monistic, distinctionless world and life here. Okay? There's no difference in you and I in the chair you're sitting in, or the floor you stand on. In the West, though, we understand separations, object from subject, relationship. But in this particular worldview, all is divine by nature. They worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. That's a serious thing. And America is steeped in what is known as pragmatism.